Dictation for Carol Moore, September 24, 1947. Address as a letter to Justice, J-U-S-T-U-S, Luttell, L-U-T-T-E-L-L, 352-8451. Dear Dr. Luttell, a follow-up for Mrs. Moore, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, prior elevated calcium, last visit in March. Morbid obesity, uses a walker, denies hospital visits, alternates loose stools, constipation or bleeding, stable edema cellulitis, started antibiotics, presently Bactrim, no open ulcers, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, poor energy, stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, follows cardiology, Dr. Mander, M-A-A-N-D-E-R, arthritis of the knees, other review system, decreased hearing, otherwise negative, medication list review. I want to highlight lisinopril, verapamil, amiloride, and now Bactrim. Next paragraph. Today weight 340, blood pressure 142/78. No local lateral wheezes, no pericardial rap, no arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness, 3 plus edema bilateral, normal speech, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry September, creatinine 1.4. Typical, usually around 1.35 or less. There is anemia 12.7, normal white blood cell, diabetes A1C at 6.7, PTH elevated 76. Potassium at 5, probably from Bactrim, normal sodium, mild metabolic acidosis, GFR 39. Normal albumin, calcium in the upper side, liver function test not elevated, phosphorus in the low side 3.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 3, a minor change probably related to Bactrim. Next number. Hypercalcemia, hyperparathyroidism, low phosphorus, question primary versus secondary to renal failure, nuclear medicine without localizing adenoma. Next number, exposure to Bactrim, explaining the increased potassium and creatinine. Next number, morbid obesity, lower extremity edema, continuous all restriction, keeps legs elevated. Avoid diuretics as long as possible. Next number, diabetes appears to be well controlled. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding, no indication for EPO treatment. All issues discussed with the patient, come back in 6 months.